You're listening to IELTS Team Podcast with your host, Ben Amelis, the English educator. Welcome to the show. Hello, guys. You're listening to episode number 4. Haven't you done it yet? Are you kidding? Seriously? All right, I'm talking about planning. You know, let me paint a picture of when it comes to construct a building. What is the very first stuff you go for? Have you thought of that? The answer is pretty crystal clear, you know? The earliest stage goes to the foundation. You need to first think of how tall and high you're gonna build your structure. Then it says how firm and strong your foundation has to be. You know, I'm kinda trying to tell you that your planner, when it comes to English learning, your planner looks like the foundation. Since it gives you the discovery of what you ought to do every single day. Generate it. Then you see how easy it'll be to see where you will be shortly. I have had a weekly planner sent to the website subscribers. Bingo. You know, good for you. Good for subscribers. So you are many, many steps forward than who haven't done the planning process yet. You know, the groundbreaking news is that in this episode, I'll teach you the fundamentals of English learning planners. Most of you had a wrong idea that needs to be done at the moment. It means that you have to play it by ears. Wrong. This is so wrong idea. Stop doing, you guy. Whether you are a doer or a procrastinator, I warn you that having an English learning planner when you are fully aware how to craft that and how to push it forward, then you feel confident you're on the right track. Sure, you feel confident that you're on the right track and soon you will meet your goals. If you haven't done it yet, hey, attention, if you haven't done it yet, this is really wrong. You must work your butt off and do it ASAP. You gotta do it ASAP. So without having it done, you may feel crippled and paralyzed, you know, since you don't know where to go, since you don't know what to do, you know, this is really necessary. This is really, really necessary. However, no sweat. I'm going to run the list how to make it happen. Before jumping to the steps, I would like to tell you that having a planner means you know what the next step is and you don't just walk in darkness blindfolded. Can you imagine it walking in the dark room blindfolded? You know, you may hit different things and you may harm yourself. And, you know, this is really, really significant, especially when it comes to learning a new language. Here is in English. We're talking about English. Let's go to hit these steps to having a spotless planner. Number one, you need to divide your planner into two major parts. A, what you receive. I mean, the learning stuff. What and how you receive the learning stuff. B, where and when, and also how you're going to use the learned materials. These are the two major parts. First, let's dig deep into A. I mean, what and how, what materials, and how you receive the learning stuff. This is you ought to specify your inputs. By inputs, I mean the materials you're going to learn. If you're going to listen to podcasts, songs, or you're going to watch movies, or even you're going to read, you're going to approach the readable stuff, including books, short stories, newspapers, or even magazines, you know. This specifies your inputs. These are what I call inputs. You need to realize what you let in as the learning inputs. You need to realize what you let in as the learning inputs. Since first you need to fill up your tank with info and data. By info and data, I mean the listening, watching, reading, you know, any kind of thing, you know, like these things. While you have the first step done, then you need to set the purpose. Purpose. What is the purpose? You know, it is really critical to be fully aware of what you're going to get from the input. Okay, while you're listening to a piece of podcast, while you're watching a part of a movie or a whole movie, you have to know that, okay, why I'm listening to podcasts? What's supposed to happen? Why I'm watching a movie? What's supposed to happen? Okay, what should I do? What should I get? Okay, am I supposed to do anything specific? You know, these things have to be clearly set out and set up. Whether it is vocabulary list, new words, idioms, slangs, and the list goes on and on, you know. Bear in mind that your planner has to be super clear and also productive simultaneously. Super clear and productive. Clear. You are sure you know that. What to do and productive. You are 100% sure that it's going to give you something positive. Since consider these two items. Precisely. Then the next thing, make the long story short, set your inputs plans, knowing how you're going to approach them, for you know where to phase. Then let's jump into the B process. As you remember, the B, it says you when it comes to your planner, it says you that. Okay, now it's time to use the materials that I have already rent. Take this for example. You own a Bugatti Chiron. Wow, it's unbelievable owning a Bugatti Chiron. You know, it's my dream car. It's a billion-dollar car. Anyway, you know, imagination has no limit. You own a Bugatti Chiron, while sadly, it is always parked in your parking. Never drive it, never move it, never touch it. Seems like you don't own it. Seems like you don't have such a car, you know. When you don't drive it, when you don't move it, when you don't touch it, when you don't even please yourself by sitting inside the car, seems like you don't have it. You don't own it. This is the wrong approach. Then do it. Without putting your knowledge into practice, you never reach where you have hoped to. Remember, this is a really important sentence. Without putting your knowledge into practice, you never reach where you have hoped to. Anyway, when it comes to using, I can say that speaking is my very first prioritized place where I put the learned materials. Then it goes to writing. Since I know that I'm a speaking freak, you know, I like to speak on and on and on and on, you know, for a long time and even longer time, and, you know, this never ends. So I'm really crazy about speaking when it comes to especially when it comes to speaking English. You know, I like to speak on and on. So two parts, two places when you can put the materials, learned materials, I'm in the stuff you already ran there. First speaking, then writing. What I'm trying to emphasize is using what you've already learned. It is so critical to move the needle by forcing yourself to write, since by using something, you'll master it. You may ask to speak about what? Okay, what am I supposed to speak about? I have no information about that. Okay, what am I supposed to speak about? Come on, just... Are you kidding? You don't know? I mean, really, you don't know that what I'm trying to tell you? What are you supposed to speak about? Okay, then I'm going to say, no, this is easy. The answer is pretty easy. I said about what you've considered in your inputs. you know, what you've learned. Did you learn about cars? Did you learn about sports? Then it's time to speak about cars. Then it's time to speak about sports. You know, learn, use. This is a circle. This is a cycle, actually. Also, you need to set the time properly. You need to know that, okay, how much am I supposed to speak about the topic? As it really, really, really matters. The last but not the least, practice makes perfect. 400 times, I repeated that 400 times. Practice makes perfect. In other words, it means you need to work your butt off to make it happen. You need to work your butt off to make it happen. Well, at the end, hope this is helpful. Thanks for listening. And I'm sure that listening first to this podcast and to this episode, and also putting the told steps into practice, will definitely keep you on the right track. Don't forget to visit our website, www.ielsteam.com, so you can access the videos and the different blog posts, which are highly recommended by me. Again, thanks for listening.